You're listening. You're listening.
Come off the bus right off the fucking top. Not even a blink.
I hit the chimes, then they fell off the thing I'm holding them on. Yeah. The mic stand. You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot. It's a tired episode. I thought I'd play a little bit of Danny Formaggio. Maybe just play this for a couple of minutes. Get you in the mood, Mike. Oh, fuck. I don't know what happened there. Okay. That was Danny Formaggio. The Zoinks.
Oh, no. Now I want them to hear you.
What?
Put that back on. Here's the tape.
What?
Here's the tape.
I don't know how to tape it on. It's got a hook.
Then hook it on. Don't be lazy.
There you go.
It's a lazy day, but don't be lazy enough that you're not going to put that
hook
back on.
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
It's also because you're hitting it like an instrument, not like the Zen thing. It's not an instrument.
You don't even like them.
It's not even an instrument.
Wait, no, you don't even like them.
I don't like them as an instrument.
Here's the Zen.
There we go.
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
There we go.
You know?
Yeah. That's more of a lazy.
Yeah.
It's a lazy bank holiday Monday.
And dedicate this show to our sponsors, Jeff Green.
Oh, thank you again, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff Green Productions.
Thanks for making this show possible, because I know a lot of people out there need this help. And thanks also to Nancy Lazarevich.
What if she's dead? Okay, let's move on from that.
Oh, fuck, what'd I do? Oh, I've turned it down. Oh, fuck. I'm really getting bad at this. You know what?
Every time you try to make it better and... You fuck it up.
I don't.
You're like reverse man.
You
think it's going to be lazy and you smack it. Right off the top, you fuck it.
I haven't fucked it up.
If there's any magic in this at all, it's that magic. This is one ongoing mistake.
I don't know. I'm sorry, Mike.
Sorry. It's what makes it fun.
I'm not sure if it's fun to listen to, though.
I don't accept what I said before.
I'm trying to make it fun to listen to.
It must be fun because, listen... Well, how many people listen? 300?
Yep.
You said 300 people?
On a lucky weekend.
That's how long into it? Do we know that they don't... Who listens to the end? I would like to meet that one person.
I listen to the end.
I think it's you.
Because I have to edit the fucking thing.
I think you're the only person.
I'm the only person that listens to the whole thing.
You don't even have to...
I listen
to
the sound of your voice.
From this point on...
Over
you don't, we don't
and
even
over.
Have to do it. We don't even have to
again,
do it from this point on.
That's it.
No one listens other than you from this point... Listen.
If they were listening now...
This point here.
No.
Yep, right.
They'd be gone. That's it.
Everyone's gone.
Okay, that's the end of the episode then. Fuck it. Let's just call it at that.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, we can.
No.
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Yeah, we can.
All right.
Okay, I don't even know. I'm trying to get this track to work out. It doesn't matter. Okay, so hi, Mike. How are you?
Very good, Phil.
Yeah. That's good, Mike. So what if you...
See, this, now you're doing it again.
What?
You were doing this a couple days ago on the couch. We weren't even pod thinging. You started doing me. I don't even have to be here.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. I feel bad.
You're constantly telling yourself to shut up. So you shut up, Phil, and you do it my
Can
voice.
We just get on with the podcast instead of arguing?
That's what I thought this was.
No, it's not, Mike.
I want to talk about
your mental health.
In what way?
Well, exactly. In what way?
You bat me in the corner.
Yeah, got it back in the corner.
Like what part of my mental rainbow you want to talk about?
Oh, I want to talk about the ultraviolets. The purples.
You know I'm colorblind?
Yes, we brought that out in previous episodes.
I went to art college. I snuck my fucking way into art college.
That would have been good for art college.
Well, they enjoyed my unique taste in colors, even though I had no idea that was unique. I was trying to paint real what I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what you saw.
Yeah.
So why is that? Actually, that's quite philosophical. Why are we right and you're wrong?
Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow. No. I don't mean wow as in what a wonderful thought. I mean wow and like, is that how you think?
No, I just said it for something interesting to say.
Well, yeah.
You know...
So what do you want to talk about my mental health for?
Well, not your mental health, just on mental health in general. Because I just thought, I've been thinking about it all week. There's a lot, especially in the UK where we're living right now. There's just been a lot of cutbacks in the government cutting back and for people with mental health issues and people that need extra special needs.
Crazy people.
They're not crazy.
No, no, but to be insensitive.
You know, no.
That's why. Don't you think that's why people don't want to help people that have mental problems? But you they immediately think they're crazy. My mother used to warn me about crazy people.
But you inadvertently just made the analogy. It's like being colorblind. You just don't see things the same way as we do. And it's not necessarily an impediment to the way that they live their lives. But they do need help to be shown what the correct colors are. And I think it's quite simple that you can be... You can be a bit
so
of
you're
a
taking the self-help thing too seriously. Like this.
What self-help thing?
What are you saying?
It's a self-help podcast. Let's just try and make it work.
No,
for
it's
people.
Not. And what can you do with the nut bars outside? Is what you're saying. See,
you can unplug them. Oh man, I don't know why I had the dentist.
This country is fucking jam-packed with nut bars, though.
What, this Britain is?
Yeah.
Yeah, most of them are in the government.
Yeah. Political stuff. I don't think they've got our best interests at heart, Phil. Politicians, that is.
I don't know. I thought this was going to be a good idea. Nice, relaxed, fun, upbeat.
Talk about mental issues.
No, let's talk about Nancy Lazarevich.
What, my first love?
There you go. I'll tell you what happened. If you listen to the last episode of Zen with Mike Wilmot, episode series 2, episodes 18.
You don't know what it is.
I do.
You don't.
I just said it.
Okay.
And Nancy Lazarevich, Mike spat it out at me with some sort of extra vitriol and then got mad at me because I didn't acknowledge it straight away. So he said, Google it. I said, Google it. And I Googled it. And guess what? It's a Google whack. Now, do you know what a Google Wag is?
Yes, you went on about this last time.
Do you know what a Google Wag is?
Yeah.
What is it?
You put two things together that never been put together before. But that's a
what
proper...
What is that? No, what does that
that's
mean?
A proper
that's
name.
What most of your gags.
That's fucking show What's-His-Head did. Gorman.
Dave Gorman. Did a show about Google it. Go Google Wag.
And what is it? Are we going to redo a show about it, Phil? Is that what we're going to do? No, are we ripping off him now?
I just thought it was an interesting
thing.
Well,
so did he. We did a whole show about it.
Yeah, but I thought we did a thing about Googling people and then Googled Nancy Lazarevich.
You probably spelled Lazarevich wrong.
How do you spell it?
I don't know.
Your first love, you don't know how to spell her first name?
No.
You probably don't even remember her phone number either.
No.
No.
It was
what did she look like?
Some odd years ago. Brunette. Tall and slim.
Tall and slim.
She did modeling. And she had one wonky tooth. Adorable.
I love her. One
adorable wonky
she was from
tooth.
Timmins.
Not that wonky. Not slightly wonky. She had a perfect face, but with a little ding in the middle. You know, just that little ding. Just to make her seem more human.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had a little ding.
Little ding in
little
it.
Little ding right near right in her front tooth. The two teeth right in the front, the right one.
Yeah.
It was just a little off kilter.
Yeah.
Hope she didn't get it fixed.
Is that
Hope
one
she's
of the,
alive.
Is that
she
one
went
of
back to Yugoslavia. Her dad used to beat her.
Well, that's how she got the ding in the tooth.
Probably.
So you're romanticizing the thing that brought her the most pain.
No, it looked more like it grew in that way, because he was a smart man. He would, hit her, but we're done show.
What, like fill a bag full of nickels?
That's right.
Hit her in the back.
No, it's that's oranges.
Oranges.
Yeah, nickels leave fucking tons of marks. It's a bag of oranges.
He wasn't that smart.
Remember the grifters?
Oddly, the guy that beat her up wasn't that smart.
Remember the grifters?
Oh, I do remember the grifters.
And they beat her.
Who's the guy in it?
Beat
it's
her,
John
Cusack. And they beat her with a bag of oranges.
Bag of oranges. That's right.
And the it cops also, used also, to do with their phone also, books. They put it over your takes, arm and beat the fuck out of a phone book. You wouldn't see the mark.
That's right. And it takes it out of your innards as well.
That's right.
It hurts your organs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you know all this deep down. So
one day when I snap, I want to know, all the things I need to know.
That really makes me feel quite comfortable being here.
Well, we wanted to talk about my mental issues.
Well, I know.
I'm letting it out.
I'm worried now. I'm just worried. Oh, God. I just feel I should be worried about your mental issues because... not just you, but it's in general. I think there's a huge turn in, we should be sensitive to people about their little dings and, you should be more aware of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can get a little too sensitive.
No, but I think it's a safety valve for community to take care of the people that need to take care.
Yes, they should be our entertainers. Remember the days of the village idiot? That's what we should do. We should put them on a stage. You get your schizophrenics, your Looney Tunes. There's a guy in my neighborhood.
Put them on a stage. You're going to have like the Muppets had dancing chickens.
Yes.
They put them on a hot plate.
Yes, right.
And make them jump up
and
down.
Yeah, that's right. That's
entertainment. Remember that?
That's how comedy started.
That's entertainment.
That's how comedy started. It started with the Village Idiot. And it hasn't moved far from there.
What's the name of that? Is it Crumb that's got the character with the pinhead?
Robert Crumb?
Pinhead?
No, not
Crumb. Who did Pinhead?
I can't remember Pinhead.
Pinhead, because he's from that movie, The Freaks. There was 19, yes. A black and white film about The Freaks.
Yes.
And there's a little worm man who, with no arms and legs, you can roll a cigarette with just his mouth.
Yes.
Remember
yes.
that?
I saw the movie. Yes. Yeah. Very famous in the city. It had a in the 70s, it sort of came back. They found the film or something. They came back.
I think James B, the
really
Canadian,
freaky.
The Canadian auteur,
Jazz FM, James B.
He was a big fan of Pinhead. I think.
Yeah, Pinhead Pinhead was the cartoon where he put him into a. Pinhead just meant every sort of dumb guy rolled into one.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it was entertaining.
It was great. Pinhead was a good...
But I don't know if you get away with that anymore. I think people would be oversensitive towards mocking the kind of mental illness. But where I think you have to You have to laugh at it and bring some kind of lightness to it, or else it's going to
laugh at everything.
Well,
you don't want, you have to, because you don't want, you're dead at the end.
You don't laugh.
That's all it is.
You're
dead at the end.
I make fun of you, don't laugh at me. And you'd be dead at the end. I might be all, so you're threatening
me? Are you
that was a fucking threat.
What was that?
That was a fucking threat.
That's not just a threat, it's a fucking threat.
Yeah, no, you just said you might be dead at the end, Phil.
No, everyone's dead at the end.
You said it.
No.
I'm going to play it back.
No.
Do you know the singer Daniel Johnson? The schizophrenic guy that Nirvana loved. And
I saw there was a great documentary on him.
He tried to kill his dad in the
airplane.
That's it. He thought he was Casper the Friendly Ghost, pulled the key out of the ignition.
Oh, no. He thought he was what he would be after he died. He thought this is the origin of Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Maybe that's where they got it wrong. See, you're in touch with his schizophrenia. I'm not saying you're schizophrenic. I'm saying you're in touch with it.
I think both of us disagree. That's like, my God, Phil, I'm beside myself. And he's upset too.
Oh, shit. You know what? That is rather funny. Oh, I think we're enjoying this more than the people listening. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Every episode. I think I've enjoyed most of these.
I've enjoyed almost everyone.
I've enjoyed most of
them. I enjoy chatting with you.
To be honest.
I want to get
this
down
to it. This is the only time we talk. The rest of the time it's Mike, put out the garbage. Mike, do my cleaning. Mike,
please don't kill me.
Mike,
get that pillow off my face.
Quit making fun of me.
I'm not Casper the Friendly Ghost.
What do you think of me?
That's me, is it?
That's true.
That's not true. Most of the time you sit on your throne over there.
What do you think? It's a chair,
watching Roadkill.
It's a chair.
It's a throne when you're in it, Mike.
It is a throne because I'm a king.
You are.
I'm a king. I'm a con.
A con.
I'm the great con.
You're a con artist.
It's me. Hey. Yeah. Don't. No.
Yeah, do it.
No.
I'm doing it.
No.
Fuck it. That was bad.
It was too long.
I know. I can't stop it. You... Don't even start me.
All right.
Okay. I tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to start.
Tell you what I'm going to do.
Tell you what I'm going to do. Dude, let's talk about the blues. Because I think that mental health drives you into two directions. Either you become self-absorbed in it and end up on the streets.
Or you sing the blues.
Or you sing the blues.
I agree.
You become a musician. Or appreciate the blues.
Or you don't have to have the blues. To appreciate the blues, Phil.
Is that right?
All those fucking bullshit blues documentaries.
I know, is that right?
The beautiful thing about the blues is you don't... Yeah. Everybody's felt them. Yeah. And everyone... Like you said it the other day.
Yeah.
It's an easy music style to learn.
Yeah.
So it's great. It's like rock and roll. That's why rock and roll is great.
But is that why a guy like you, who's colorblind, would have the greens? Oh, I should have hit the...
No. You see, you only hit it after we've hit something really dramatic, something horrible, or something awkward. When you say something like really shitty joke like that, that like deserves like a wacky, shitty music, then you press the button. But if
you're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot. I wonder if Daniel Johnson's still alive now, and actually heralded as one of the innovators of indie music, and obviously a blues artist in the sense that he was.
Or folk.
It was blues is like from the gut, right? Like Robert Johnson.
Yeah.
It's like he lived those things. It's not you can't.
Pot. Yeah. Well, he was poisoned by a jealous boyfriend. You can't get a die another a death more bluesier than that.
No, not really. I'm just going to leave that on because it's going to lighten the conversation. But that's right, because Sam Cooke died young, but he was not really a blues artist, but a singer. Marvin Gaye was shot by his father.
Yeah. Are you talking just about black people, Phil? Is that what you're doing
now?
I'm
just thinking about blues, the origins of the blues. Whereas Led Zeppelin...
People. That seems to be your... Okay.
Led Zeppelin aren't black.
No, they're not, but they ripped off every black guy there is.
No.
Oh, shit. See, now that would have been a radio show. That sounded... Oh, no, no, turn it off.
Oh, you turn it off.
I don't know how.
I know, because I'm working this
show.
That was my impression of you.
But is Edgar Winter still alive?
Yes.
Johnny's dead.
Johnny just died.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnny
I was just trying to get his opposite of a black guy.
Yeah,
you never called.
Yeah, Joe, he was probably as opposite as that. Yeah,
yeah, he had no one.
Didn't get much whiter. Yeah. But the only
color Johnny had was the color of nicotine that ran up one side of his face because he was playing guitar with his face down.
Wow.
And you could see his bones is yellow just going
is
up.
That right?
Yeah, and his tats. I was a huge fan of Johnny Winter.
Yeah, well, we played some Edgar Winter group on the one
that's
of the first
Johnny Winter.
That's his brother, isn't it?
Yeah, that's his brother.
Yeah, well, you talked about Johnny Winter within that episode.
Yeah.
You can talk about him again if you want. I don't mind.
You can't talk about him? You only one episode?
No, I think we should talk about Nancy Lazarevich. So was she a good
again,
kisser?
I don't know
how old were you?
I would be... She'd be the same as me. I'm 54 now, so she... I would have been... Was it grade school or high school? It was high school.
High school. Nice.
High school. So it was 17, 18.
Yeah, those are pleasant. That's a first rush of love. That's really...
Yeah.
That's sweet.
She was really, really smart. And, yep. Her old man was crazy.
Right.
But
right.
He liked me because I worked at a hardware store and he was a plumber.
Okay. All right. So you got some discounts.
Yeah,
got
some discounts. And plus, I was a fat kid who he knew that she would not want to be involved in. With
for very long,
forever,
right.
Ever.
Oh no!
I
no.
was your fat friend.
I don't know. That's maybe what you were thinking, being an insecure fat schizophrenic. But he probably thought you're gonna like get this hardware store from your dad, and then he's gonna move in. You know, like he probably saw you building your own business.
Oh, he didn't know me at all. I wanted out of that business.
What?
I'm glad I'm out of the hardware game. I'm telling you, Phil, fuck show business. Hardware's a tough game.
Hardware's loss is comedy's gain.
You know when you work in a hardware store?
Yeah.
The best part of working in a hardware store, every so often, a panicking wet person comes in holding onto a plumbing part going, do you have one of these? That's and that's just, I don't, there's a sense of, like, my house is filling with water as I speak. That was my favorite part about the hardware game. I didn't say it was funny.
No, I was.
Like, it was just. It's true.
I was just taken away. Well,
the
story was so vivid.
If something were to happen,
I could smell the sawdust.
If something were to happen in here, if something started spouting water, the people downstairs would be fucked.
Yeah.
Like I don't even. There's no turnoff valves.
They have come running upstairs.
And. It's a one entrance, one exit dwelling, which is illegal in Canada.
I got a feeling that you'd
have to hop. We'd die.
You
if that back started on fire, we'd be done. We'd be done. We'd be done.
So,
three times I said it. We'd be done. Four times I said it.
Okay.
We need one of them ladders.
Well, we're done.
No, one more thing.
What?
North Korea.
Show how much she cared, but the man told so many lies. Now another man is over there. That woman across the river, sweet woman across the river, she was mine. She was mine. Yeah. Word got around that he had jilted her. Such a fool, I never, 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 never know. But the man has got a now, he's a lucky so and so. That woman across the river, sweet woman across the river, she was mine. Let me tell you, she was mine, Lord. Thank you. down on you.